Your preference on the middle two.
All right.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and fire off this weekend's meet availabilities, starting with the driver of the number 7 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet, Justin Allgaier. Justin, coming off a very busy but very significant weekend for you down in Daytona, just what has this week been like in terms of, you know, coming down from the high of that and also, you know, getting prepared for tomorrow's race?
Way colder. I think all of us can agree. I'm looking forward to some warm weather again, but you know, last week was really special, and you know, we checked so many boxes and so many things that were significant to not only our race team, but even to myself. You know, just being able to be a part of the race and to accomplish the Daytona 500 and then to come out of there with a top 10, it was a really special week. But I think that, you know, looking back on it, it was mind-blowing to me to see all the things that we accomplished in, you know, that short amount of time and just kind of where we ended up as a company. So, you know, glad to kind of restart. You know, a lot of work went in this week to Atlanta. The Xfinity race didn't go the way that we wanted it to go last week. And so you got to restart, and Jim Pohlman and this whole 7 team, you know, that's just our job, right? You got the next one, and so you start working on, you know, the next race on Monday, and you know, land late on Sunday night and go to work on Monday. And so it's been good to see, you know, everybody at the shop and how pumped up they've been. And I think, you know, coming off the season ending we did last year and then going into the Daytona 500, you know, it's created this buzz around at our shop that you can't replicate. And we're able to go out and to build, you know, great race cars and obviously looking forward to having a good solid finish here.
Cool deal. Well, we'll go ahead and start opening it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll do our best to get a mic to you. We'll start with Cameron, and then we'll go to Jacob over here on the right.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Justin, how did Connor Zillage and Carson Quapel, their notebook from, you know, their first drafting track, you know, sort of compare to, you know, your first few drafting track races when you started in the Xfinity Series?
Yeah, I mean, both did a great job. I think Carson got caught up in the very first crash and got some damage, and maybe Connor did too, I guess, looking back on it. So, you know, to be able to go through, you know, I at one point all four of us were lined up, and it was actually pretty special to have all of us right there working together. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the frustrating part is some late blocks ultimately got, you know, Connor and I together and ended up with him, you know, not finishing the race. It was pretty disappointing because, you know, I think that's kind of the nature of where we're at right now with super speedways. It's been a little bit difficult in some of the way that, you know, some of the racing has gone, and you know, for me even, you know, I got frustrated and probably got to the point where I got a little too aggressive at the end and ultimately cost us. And you know, a lot of those maneuvers though ended up starting with some aggressive blocking or you know, some guys that were trying to block lanes that probably shouldn't have, you know, and so, you know, those guys all kind of were on the same page. I mean, you know, when I look back on it and listen to everybody, you know, whether it be Sammy, Carson, or Connor, we all kind of had the same sentiments. We all fought a lot of the same things. It's just the nature of kind of where we're at super speed racing right now, and wish that it was better, but you know, it's just kind of where we're at.
Good, Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Justin, two for you. First, given how the Xfinity race last weekend ended, how do you, and knowing that this is kind of a back-to-back super speedway deal to start the season, how do you put that ending behind you and focus solely ahead on, you know, maybe what you learned to not make those late race, you know, whether it's a misjudgment or just things happening, how do you prevent that from happening again late in the race here?
Well, so the last coming to the white, you know, our row stacked up and in an attempt not to crash the 27 who was in front of me, I ended up going left in front of his own teammate and car owner and crashing anyways. You know, the one beauty of coming here to Atlanta is while this is super speed racing, it's still significantly different. You know, I think that the way that the runs are generated and the way that we race this racetrack is very unique. It's kind of its own animal in a way. You know, these are more like our downforce cars and maybe less super speedway-esque. And handling is more apparent here. You know, when we're out there and we're driving around, even though the weather's cold and even though you know, we have all the things we have going on. Handling still is an issue here. So, you know, I think that makes it easier, makes it better. I still think you're going to have to manage the runs, manage traffic, you know, who's racing in what capacity. You know, I see Austin sitting back there in the corner. You know, I have to imagine that he and Jesse are going to be extremely strong here, as they always are at Super Speedways. And going back to school, right? I mean, I think even though you can have success in these style of races, but you're still going back and watching races back and learning what you did well or didn't do well and how you can improve on it. And I think that, you know, if you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong, you know? So that's been a big thing for us this week, is how do we be better?
And given that you've got two speedways and a road course before we even get to what we'd call a traditional racetrack, so to speak, how important for you for these next two races is it to not leave that third race and get into kind of the meat of the schedule in a hole?
Man, I'll tell you, after last year and the way that the playoffs started, I think it's really easy to put yourself in a box that maybe the points don't really put you in, right? I think it's really easy to paint a picture of, hey, this happened, or we're struggling, or we're behind, or whatever. But in all reality, I mean, the amount of points available per week, there's a lot of points, and you can make up a deficit in a hurry. And I think last year for us as a 7 team, that was really apparent. You know, we were able to learn some things throughout the course of the playoffs that, you know, put us in a position to even make the Final Four. And ultimately, you know, I look at Phoenix, I mean, we're darn near 2 laps down and still come out of there as the champion. So, you know, I think that it was a good exercise for us last year to see what we were capable of. And knowing that super speedways are just that, you know, anything can happen at any time. Even if you have, you know, all of your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you can still not have the finish that you want. You know, COTA's been a great racetrack for us, but we've had our fair share of things that go wrong there, and it's a new layout. So, you know, I think we just have to be mindful that the ovals, you know, when we get to a traditional downforce oval, we have to execute. And, you know, by the fourth or fifth race, if you're not executing, then you got to figure it out.
I'll come over here to right, and then we'll go to Bob here in the middle.
John Curry, NASCAR.com. You know, you mentioned how the postseason stretch last year. What was that main message from last year's postseason run that you're really honing in on during the first couple of weeks so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, success is different for everybody in the sport, right? And sometimes it's the little wins, and I think it's really easy to get caught up in. You have to win races, and you have to, you know, win stages, and you have to do all these things to be successful. And I'll never forget, we had an engineer last year that was our second engineer who, you know, luckily for him, has moved on to becoming a lead engineer on one of our other teams. And he came in and, you know, it was doom and gloom, right? We're having this bad stretch of races and everything's going against us the way that we didn't want it to go. And he had mapped out this like roadmap on paper, and it was a series of finishes and stages and races. And he said, you know, typical engineer, he said, statistically speaking, as long as we check all these boxes, we're going to make it into the Final Four. And you're like, there wasn't a single one in any of those categories. Actually, there wasn't a single top four in any of those categories. And you go, there's no way that you can say we can finish fifth or worse in all of these stages and races and still make the Final Four. Like, to me, in my brain, that didn't add up, you know, because I felt like we were so far behind the eight ball. And he said, I'm telling you, if you score this many points, you will make the Final Four. And I scored 1 point more than that number, and I made it in by just a 1 point buffer, right? And I was like, man, that's pretty special that somebody could sit down, you know, 7 races before the end, or, well, at that point, it was probably 5 races before the end of the season, and say, if you do all of these things and you score this many points, you'll make the Final Four. And ultimately, we did. You know, that was really cool. And he was smiling the whole time that he did it when everybody else was doom and gloom. And he's still smiling today because he's a champion out of it. So it worked out pretty well.
Let's go over here to Bob.
Oh, it's not working, Bob. I can hear you. It's not your microphone's not working, but I can hear you.
Dale Jr. was showing off the spark plugs of the engine. I'm curious, did you get to keep anything from the car last week?
I don't know if you know this or not, but as car owner, he got whatever he wanted. And I didn't get anything out of it yet. I'm hoping maybe that there's like a small body panel or something, but he got the practice, the qualifying plugs and the race plugs. He got to keep it all. I may or may not have snuck off with the helmet. I keep all of my helmets, so I may or may not have snuck off with that. So I guess technically I did get to keep something from the week, but I thought it was really special that Dale wanted to keep the spark plugs because, you know, growing up in the sport, you know, when we used to do plug checks and do all these things, you know, the pole position or, you know, qualifying engines with a set of plugs or, you know, big race wins, the plugs were kind of the thing that everybody was sought after. And now I feel like they're just like another part that nobody even pays any attention to. But I have, you know, parts out of engines. I have a clutch that I actually burn up after a win trying to do a burnout that I screwed up royally and burn a clutch out of one of the cars. I have a whole clutch pack, you know, that's at the house, and I have some certain things out of engines that, you know, I've kept over the years. So I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, it was only fitting that he would keep the spark plugs.
And you were asked earlier about the end of the Xfinity race. I'm curious, how much do you even remember of the Xfinity race last week, considering Sunday had to be such a big day?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the question actually, and I really didn't even answer that part of the question, but how do you shake off that part of the Xfinity series finish and focus on the cup race? And I think that it was just that. It come Sunday morning, it didn't matter. I had another job to do. So in all reality, running the 500 was probably the best thing for me, both mentally and physically, because it just allows you to erase that from your mind and go do the next job. And in that, I felt like we did a good job. If I had one advantage for Sunday, was that I was probably a little less aggressive, and I missed all the wrecks. I was got some damage in some of them, but really, you know, we were able to miss all the wrecks, and ultimately was the reason why we came out of there with a top 10 finish. So probably a little disappointed in myself, because coming to the checkered, if I had just stayed in the gas and drove through it like Cole Trickle, I think we could have finished fourth or fifth, because I was right behind the 84, I think, coming off of turn two, and he finished third. So I guess in some ways slowing down wasn't a good thing, but I also feel like that naturally when there's a crash in front of you, my mind says slow down and don't drive through it wide open.
All right, any additional questions for Justin? Let's go over here to Mark.
I just gave that young lady a workout for her.
I know, all the way from one side to the other.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Justin, I'm curious. You win the championship, and every year, is it a reset every year? Have you ever had a season where it ended 2 months later, just picked up and just kept right on rolling the same way?
No. I mean, I think every year is its own animal, right? Every year is different. Every year has got new things, exciting things. You know, very rarely do you have the luxury of even the same guys on your team. You know, there's always change. And whether it be manufacturers, right, you know, at Chevrolet, they go to work in the off season, and you make things better, you know, whether it be in the wind tunnel or, you know, simulation, whatever, you make things better. As a team, we work really hard in whatever direction that is, you make things better. So nothing is ever status quo from – you know, the time you end one season to the next season. But I had a great piece of advice from my wife, and she gets so mad at me because I tell this, but it is the truth, and I love it. She said, enjoy the championship while you can, because when you get to Daytona, you're a zero again, right? And she said, I don't mean you personally are a zero, but she said you have 0 points when you get to Daytona. Like, they don't give you an extra 5 bonus points in Daytona because you won the championship last year. You start over just like everybody else. And if you are expecting a handout in that regard, like, you're not going to get it. They're going to race you just as hard, that because it doesn't matter that you won a championship. They're going to, you know, the finishes aren't going to be any easier. Like, you're not just going to have a magic wand that you can wave over everything and make it easy anymore. You know, you're going to have to go want it again. And I think that when you have success and things go your way and you win a championship, I think in your mind, like, you're going to just, things are going to be easier, and they're really not. Like, you work just as hard in the off season. You know, whether that be in the gym, which I didn't get in the gym this offseason because I had shoulder surgery, so I probably started off a little behind the eight ball, but, you know, whether that be in the gym or with studying or on the racetrack, like, there are more talented race car drivers coming through the pipeline than there's ever been, right? There's more competition team-wise than there's ever been. You know, I told Austin, standing in victory lane. He came to victory lane and congratulated me. And I told him that he was going to get a chance to stand up here at some point, right? Whether that's this year, next year, whenever it is. There's so many good drivers that are part of the sport right now that I got to work harder this week than I did last week, let alone last year. You know, and so I think that as you go on through this sport, it gets tougher and tougher. And for me, I'm just enjoying what we've been able to accomplish, but working hard to get the next one.
Is that what keeps you from, I don't know if I refer you as Mr. Zero,
yeah.
But
yeah, well,
you know, but I mean, does it keep you humble that way that, you know, it is a constant struggle, right? Nothing, whether you win the championship or you don't, nothing ever really comes easy in this.
Anything worth having isn't going to be easy, right? And Jim last year was big on pressure makes diamonds, but it's a privilege to be in a place of pressure, right? And I think that for me, there are plenty of people that would love to do what I do, right? And drive the race car. And while the days get long and the effort is sometimes harder than you'd like for it to be, somebody's willing to put that time and energy into it. I heard Jesse say after the win last week in Daytona that he was upset last year at the way that the season ended, and he went to work. Well, just because I won a championship doesn't mean that you don't get to go to work, right? And so, you know, but it also doesn't work out that you just go win the first race after you went to work all off season either, right? Like that's also a thing. But I think for me, you know, I've been around this sport for a long time. I've seen drivers come and go. I've seen successful drivers get pushed out of the sport, and I've seen guys that aren't flashy and don't do all the right things, maybe not win every week, but I'm a great example that, you know, I've had people that have supported me and kept me in this sport for a lot of years, and you know, sometimes it's the effort that you put in is the reason why you're still here. And there's going to be a day where I'm not going to have the opportunity to walk in the garage area and put a helmet on. And it's probably a lot sooner than it is later, right? And I'm enjoying the moments, but I know that it, you know, the work still got to come with it. And so I love what I do, and I enjoy this sport with all of my heart. But there's days that it's difficult, and it'll take every bit of what you've got inside of you to make it work. And I think that's what makes this sport so valuable whenever you do have success.
Well, Justin, thanks for coming in today, and good luck for the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.